You are about to miss out on one of the greatest opportunities of your life. And if you'll sit back and listen to what I have to say, a story about myself, a story about someone I met the other day, and a testimony from someone that I used to work with, I think it may shift the way that you think about what's going on in the world, in the economy, and in our personal lives. First, I want to say, if you have ever wanted to be successful, you've ever wanted to be rich, the opportunity is right before you, but it is going to come in the form of a devastating economic downturn. And if you're not ready for it, you're going to miss it. A lot of people that I've spoken to over the years, they say, yeah, when things go bad, I'll just buy real estate. No, you won't, because you won't be mentally prepared. You won't have the mental slides in your mind to be able to deal with all of the chaos that's going on around you. How many of you lived through the Great Recession? How many of you lost your job, lost your home? It's funny how most people that lost their home, lost their possessions, lost their family, a lot of divorces happened during the Great Recession. I know lots of families that split up because money is the number one reason for divorce. They don't really remember it anymore. They've either got a new family, a new wife, new house, new car. Everything's fine, except for what they don't realize is that they are so strung out in debt, they are going to be destroyed in the next coming years. The crash has already started. Most people can't identify a crash. During the Great Recession, the crash started in early 2005 until finally the public figured it out in 2008 when the mainstream media told them. Well, if we know anything from the mainstream media is that they're liars, they like to hide things, and they like to control the narrative. And I want to destroy that. That's my job. Nobody gave it to me. I just decided one day, after seeing so many things happening and seeing how they would roll out in the future and then watching them roll out, I decided to do something about it. And I'm encouraging human beings around the world to do exactly what I'm doing, is to help people with information, knowledge. But without the right information, you're going to be completely confused. See, the opportunity I missed out on was buying a winery in 2010 because I could almost get to the point where I could buy it, but I couldn't afford it. Even after I sold all my homes in 2005, I wasn't ready enough. And so I devoted my life since 2010 to getting ready for the next real estate collapse. So I want to share with you a couple stories. And first, before I go on, I've talked with my partner on this project, and we've decided to bring back the sale. It's 75% off the normal price. It's $299 for the how to prepare for the real estate crash. I put a link down in the description. It's only going on for 28 hours. It's a Leap Day sale. If you want to crush it and you want a guarantee, I'll give you 14 days to look through the contents of this course, and I'm still uploading new lessons throughout the year. There's over 37 videos, and I line out exactly a way to change your paradigm of this economic shift. And I'll give you your money back. If you haven't watched more than 50% of it, I'll give you your money back, all of it, within 14 days if you don't like it. But it's changing thousands of people's lives right now because I've been working on this for so long. I've went through the process of being a real estate agent, owning a brokerage, owning a property management company, being a real estate investor in the year 2000, well before most people on the internet that are trying to sell you on you should buy a house. I'm showing you why you may want to wait and how you can conquer this next crash. I ran into somebody, I met someone the other day, an airline pilot making over $600,000 a year. He didn't recognize me. We started talking about finances, and he's living pretty high on the hog. As a matter of fact, he owns a place in the Bay Area of California. He has a place up near Lake Tahoe. He's also got a place in Hawaii. This gentleman is crushing it, or so he seems to think. He was pretty excited, but he was talking about some pitfalls in life. And I told him how most pilots have recognized me in the past is because of some work that I did on YouTube where I was sharing with them the seriousness of what the airlines went through in the early 2005-2006 range, where they completely went under because the crash was coming back then, the Great Recession, and they lost all of their pensions because the Supreme Court ruled that they were allowed to keep going forward as a business but wipe out everyone's pensions. He said that he was devastated during that time. He'd been an airline pilot for, I think, 15 or 20 years prior to that. He'd been putting almost 20% of his income for all those years away for his retirement, and it was wiped out to nothing. He had to start completely over. And now he's just, he said, back to where he used to be. And I told him, you're about to lose everything. And like a wise man, he actually asked probing questions rather than getting offended. And you could see his eyes change. I said, you need to be ready to start liquidating some things or to start shoring up your investments, going into a defensive posture. Rather than being so excited that you finally made it, you've been working as an airline pilot for over 30 years and you're about to lose it all again because of what's going on around us in the economy. It was a totally life-changing, I believe, conversation for him. We left him wanting to more information. I shared with him the channel and what it was all about, but it's all about posturing and being prepared. When life hits you, smacks you, you don't know how to react. It's like Mike Tyson famously said, everyone's got a plan until they get punched in the face. Well, that's what I'm preparing you for, is the punch in the face. What are you going to do when the swing is coming and you see it? Can you see the swing ahead? Can you see the person that's about to hit you? Cock back and you go, oh, I've seen this. I've learned this. This is what he's going to do. The next move is towards me and I'm going to move to avoid it. Good fighters talk about this, that it's not, winning is not about the hit that you knock someone out with. It's exhausting your opponent to where you can then dominate them. The only way you can dominate them and exhaust them is by dodging them and letting them do all the work at first. And you're just dodging, you're bobbing and you're weaving. Muhammad Ali was famous for that. Getting his opponents exhausted, getting them fired up so that they would get angry and swing harder, and they would swing without a purpose and they would miss and they would use up their energy. That's what you need to do in your finances. I want to share with you a tweet. I'm not a tweet, but a text that I received from someone this morning. And I believe it's very important. It's for this day. This is from a coworker at my old fire station. He said, I've had the opportunity to So let me share with you a little backstory. This gentleman is younger. He is very knowledgeable because he wants to learn. He's got a thirst for knowledge. I'm sure he's watching right now. And he is going to be a winner in life because he understands that there's a lot about life that he doesn't know. But when I first met him, he didn't have that exact approach to life. He's changed a lot over the last year and a half that I've known him. And you know, as we all grow up, we all want to show everyone what we know. I've went through this cycle and I've just finally given up. But we've all, you know, we always want to impress people and show people what we know. And what he's learned lately is the more he knows, he realizes the more he doesn't know. And he's just diving into knowledge and understanding. And he used to look at me like, yeah, I think, you know, you may be off a little bit. You know, I don't really agree with you. But he listened. Listen to this text. I've had the opportunity to recently spend some time with some interesting people. I don't have any idea of their worth, but they're obviously, their net worth, but they're obviously doing very well for themselves. Very down to earth, nice people. And also very different in a certain way from the others that we know, people that we know. They're friends with billionaires and celebrities. I came to realize that you were right when you described how we've all been institutionalized. I'm referring to, you know, working the 9-to-5 job for somebody else, not stretching our bounds, things like that. He says, we've all been institutionalized. It's true. I realized how beholden I am to my employer, even if it's a great job, which it is. As I listen to these men speak about their friends, their exploits, Napoleon's words kept running through my head. We are either kings or pawns. I have to tell you that is probably one of the greatest things I could have woken up to hear today. Somebody that is, they're having their eyes open to the realities of this world and how to become either successful or stay unsuccessful. And success obviously has a very very broad interpretation, meaning for so many different people. But we all know inside, are we where we want to be with our family, spiritually, with our finances? I can guarantee you I am nowhere where I want to be with all three of those levels. And I am continually trying to get better and better and better. Last night, I did a live coaching call with my real estate crash master course group. And I'm not here to promote that right now, to be honest with you. The reason why is because I want to spend a lot of time with them at first and not get more people online with that, because I want to learn what's going on with everybody that's learning from these courses that we've been putting out, where they are mentally, and so that I can fulfill their needs and get them to that next level. But every single one of the people that are in that master course, and we were probably on for about an hour and a half yesterday, almost an hour and a half, they all were students of this course that I'm telling you I'm doing a sale for. It's like I've got to get people in the door to be able to mold their mind to shift, to get that shift going. Like the airline pilot I told you about earlier, he's always been behind the curve. He said it, and I told him, I said, you have always been behind the curve, but it's not your fault. You want to know why? And he goes, why? I said, because you listen to the masses on the top one third of a aggressively rising economy, whether it be the dot-com bubble of the 90s, whether it be the real estate bubble of the early mid 2000s, and now. And you're always on the top one third. When you see all the masses making money or talking about it in the news, you finally jump in, but you are now the one carrying the weight. You're the one with the bag. You're the bag holder. I said, what we need to do is we need to shift your mind into being ahead of the curve. While you're getting made fun of by everyone saying those stupid comments like, well, broken clock's right twice. Yeah, I'm gonna be the broken clock and I'm gonna buy all your stuff. See, you're now an elite thinker. You're thinking like Warren Buffett, because Warren Buffett's busy selling his stock and moving to cash, getting ready for this crash. Like Jamie Dimon selling his bank stock for the first time ever, getting ready for this crash. Like Jeff Bezos selling his stuff, moving to Florida, getting out of the taxes of California and getting ahead of the curve before California makes it illegal to leave. I mean, I'm not even joking. They're going to go, oh yeah, you can leave, but you're going to be taxed by us forever. And if you don't think they can pull that off, just so you know, America is one of the only countries on earth that taxes its citizens wherever they go until they denounce their citizenship. California will be able to pull this off one day. If you're not ahead of the curve, you're going to miss it. So this is what I suggest. Get serious. You don't need a course to be successful. I never had a course like this. I wish I did. I wish I had someone said, hey, for a couple $100, $300, I'll show you all of the failures I ever went through in the last 25 years and what it took to get me to where I am today and all the success I had. I wish I had that. That's just a cheat in life. But you don't need that. I didn't need that to get where I was. I would have just gotten there faster. And honestly, I don't think I'm the best game in town, quite frankly. I'm different. And so I want to change people's lives. Well, the only way I could do that is to find a student that is ready to commit and is going to put some skin in the game. End of story. You don't get anything. You don't change anything for free. As a matter of fact, all of my change throughout my life, because I didn't have courses, was taking successful people out to dinner, taking them out to coffee. I even remember washing and waxing a guy's car that was a real estate investor in Lemoore, just to ask him how he did it. He owned a chain of stores like Subways and stuff. I washed and waxed his car for a really good price. I said, look, I'll give you a smoking deal on this if you'll just give me some tips on what you're doing with your franchises. It cost me money because I really wanted it. If you really want to change, today's your day. I'll put a link down to the course. It's the How to Prepare for the Real Estate Crash course. And even if you don't have the fortitude in your mind to buy your own home, I'll show you how to do it and when to do it. And if you don't like the course, return it after, you know, within 14 days. If you haven't watched half, you know, over half of it, get your money back. End of story. But I'm also going to be releasing more lessons over the course of this year. There's another lesson coming out later this month. And I'm going to keep doing it. We're already at 37 video lessons, and I'm going to keep doing it. And I set it up like a consulting job because I spent so many years consulting other people how to make money and how to grow wealth. And I said, I got to hit this with the masses. So we're going to get them all at once. We're going to change the nation. We're going to change the world. And we're going to go from broke and in debt to we're going to be the banks. We're going to be the lenders. We're going to help other people. And we're going to take the wealth back that was stolen from us by the banks. End of story. It's the greatest opportunity of your life. If you want it, links down below. The Economic Ninja is out.